Welcome to Sustainability Podcast. Our podcast brings you interviews with innovative pioneers, change makers, young leaders, social workers, academicians, and industry thought leaders related to the field of sustainable supply chain. Our goal is to provide sustainability professionals, young managers, academicians, and anyone who is eager to make a sustainable impact. And I'm your host, Vaishali Beth. Today, we have with us Jennifer Lenz, who is currently Head of Sustainability Management in Supply Chain at ZF within Materials Management Group. Since 2011, she is working for ZF and she has taken various international leadership roles. Jennifer has a PhD in physical chemistry and also an MBA degree in European management. ZF Friedrichshafen AG is a Tier 1 automotive supplier headquartered in Germany. Specializing in engineering, it is primarily known for its design, research and development, and manufacturing activities in the automotive industry. It is a worldwide supplier of driveline and chassis technology for cars and commercial vehicles, along with specialist plant equipment such as construction equipment and many more. ZF has 230 production locations across 40 countries. Over 5 years, she has implemented a global supplier management organization for the division car powertrain technology at ZF. Jennifer's focus currently is on the sustainability concept and strategy within the supply chain, which focuses on transparency and risk mitigation. So let's welcome Jennifer to our show. Jennifer, hi. Welcome to Sustainability in Supply Chain podcast.
Hello, Vaishali. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Jennifer, can you give an overview of ZF Friedrichshafen AG to our listeners?
So ZF is a global technology company and supplies systems for passenger cars, commercial vehicles and industrial technology, enabling the next generation of mobility. With its comprehensive technology portfolio, the company offers integrated solutions for established vehicle manufacturers, mobility providers, and startup companies in the field of transportation and mobility. ZF continually enhances its systems in the areas of digital connectivity and automation in order to allow vehicles to see, think, and act. In 2018, ZF achieved sales of 36.9 billion euros, and the company has a global workforce of 149,000 with approximately 230 locations in 40 countries. ZF invests over 6% of its sales in research and development annually.
Jennifer, what is Vision Zero for ZF?
ZF constantly pursuing the goal Vision Zero, mobility with zero accidents and zero emissions. With its technologies, ZF has the tools to help make driving a vehicle safer and cleaner in the future. Our focus lies on intelligent mechatronic systems that will considerably contribute to a mobile world without accidents and without emissions. We have integrated this vision into our new strategy, Next Generation Mobility, when we adjusted our strategic orientation. We create this intelligent system approach by combining the four technology areas: vehicle motion control, integrated safety, electric mobility, and automated driving for the three segments: passenger cars, commercial vehicles, and industrial technology. Mm-hmm. And of course, our Vision Zero impacts also our concept, how we design our supply chain strategy in terms of sustainability.
And supply chain is quite complex process, especially in the auto industry. And now what we are adding is sustainability. It becomes much more demanding. Tell us about your approach for sustainability in supply chain.
So first, sustainable supply chain means for us that the material and the information flows in our supply network are minimizing negative effects on internal and external stakeholders and the environment. This understanding includes ecological elements as well as aspects of social responsibility. One of the most important components is, of course, climate neutrality. CF has given itself the target to be climate neutral and is continuously working on this. This includes not only CO2 reduction, but also other greenhouse gases. And it includes not only our plants and mm-hmm. own production, but also the logistics network and the supply chain. This goal is supported by our global energy management system and a wide range of plant-specific technical measures. The supply chain is very complex and only a small part is on our direct control. Yes, yeah. So the reduction of emissions in the supply chain is a huge challenge. Therefore, we must set priorities by focusing on materials with large CO2 mm-hmm. footprint, especially steel or aluminum, for example. Yeah. An important first step is creating transparency on materials and information flow in the supply chain. This is the prerequisite mm-hmm. for process optimization or even better for avoiding the reasons for emissions overall. Some examples. We optimize our freight volume by consolidation of our global transport volume in regional consolidation centers to full truckloads. Okay. In addition, we eliminate some transportation routes completely by an intelligent production footprint serving our customers locally where they need our products in combination with a clear localization strategy for our suppliers. With this combined approach, we optimize our supply chain in a sustainable way, economically and ecologically.
Okay.
In materials management, we recently established a new department for sustainability management in the supply chain. So we are currently restructuring the field of action and review strategic priorities. Two major priorities are CO2 reduction and social standards in the supply chain. Just a few weeks back, we kicked off the supplier sustainability assessment to improve our database mm-hmm. on our supplier sustainability status and activities. And we will use this information to initiate projects where we expect the biggest impact.
And this supplier sustainability, what you are you doing internally or externally? Are you doing with a third party, the supplier yes. assessment?
Yes, with a third party, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer, this was about the sustainability supply chain strategy. So mm-hmm. can you tell us more about the approach you are taking for this sustainability strategy?
In our view, sustainability in the supply chain can be implemented best when it combines economical and ecological aspects and targets. Establishing a connection between sustainability performance mm-hmm. and financial performance helps to motivate business-driven stakeholders. It is essential to have to focus on those two mentioned aspects of sustainability right from the beginning of a product life cycle. We follow this consequently with our group strategy, including the technologies, products, and systems for the Vision Zero. R&D, for example, is focusing on sustainable design and materials. Purchasing has included sustainability criteria, like our sustainability questionnaire of the CF business partner principles as an obligatory element within our supplier selection process. Mm-hmm. Production, as another example, follows sustainability targets, yeah, for example, by lowering energy demand, or by using returnable packaging. And all these activities contribute to a sustainable products and processes, but also lead to economic and market advantages okay. For the company. As all companies, we are working in a target triangle of cost, mm-hmm. time, and quality, and balancing technical performance, quality time to market, and cost. Bringing sustainability into this equation requires everybody to rethink to balance. Mm-hmm. I think as an approach, we need to come to a common understanding and commitment of everybody, first starting internally and accordingly then externally. Then we can fulfill the technical requirements and the high quality standards in combination with best cost and sustainability processes.
So now we have spoken about sustainability. Do you believe digitalization and supply chain management goes hand in hand?
So the last years have clearly shown that a linear supply chain is a theoretical construct, not really matching the reality in our industry. Business reality is we work in a complex supply networks with various partners in a connected community. And the number of partners as well as the relationship between these partners are changing dynamically. This complexity can only be managed with the support of intelligent IT systems, enabling transparency, automatization, and a certain degree of self-learning. So yes, digitalization and management of complex and sustainable supply chains is going hand in hand. Even more, digitalization is the prerequisite for sustainable supply chain management, in my opinion.
So according to you, does it make sense for ZF to direct invest in the field of sustainability? Because it's a big question, and especially for the auto industry.
So we see a strong link between corporate sustainability performance and financial performance. So we are using sustainability-related data beside others as an argument for investment decisions. ZF is following a clear master plan for digital transformation that goes well beyond products or services. This includes consistent digitization and worldwide harmonization of business processes. And we are consistently driving forward our digital strategy and the roadmap for digital change at ZF. So the goal we are working towards is a balanced digital portfolio of investments across all areas of our business, products, processes, customers, suppliers, and supply chain management.
Full value chain, actually.
Exactly, including sustainability there.
And how do you evaluate your suppliers? Because I'm sure ZF has a big base of suppliers overall.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, supply chain transparency is key. To obtain the necessary transparency, we need the digitalization to handle the tremendous amount of data within our supply chain. And even if digitalization can also be discussed controversially, when thinking on use of more and more raw materials, for example, investing in new materials and innovative concepts, digitalization can really contribute to a sustainable overall system.
And how do you evaluate your suppliers? Because I'm sure ZF might have a big database of suppliers. And it's always a question how you evaluate. So, yes.
Okay, yeah. So, you're right. We have a big database for our supplier base. We have a mandatory supplier approval process in which sustainability and corporate social responsibility questionnaire is included. For example, in addition, our suppliers must agree on our ZF business partner principles to have even business with ZF. Our business partner principles request our suppliers to acknowledge and support our values of respect of the law in the countries we operate, of human rights, of fair business behavior, of compliance and rejection of corruption, and for sure, environmental protection. They provide a base for a fair and respectful relationship with our partners. Furthermore, our suppliers must ensure that their own business partner comply with the principles contained in ZF business partner principles and provide those an appropriate compliance and sustainability support.
And I read that ZF has a supplier academy, and it's quite interesting for me to learn about this, what it does and who are the participants of this academy.
So the CF Supplier Academy is a global platform providing information and trainings to our suppliers. So trainings focus on CF's purchasing, quality and logistics requirements. For example, our QD83, it's the Global Supplier Quality Directive of CF. And it also contains a course about the new supplier approval process, including our corporate social responsibility standards and, as I already mentioned, our business partner principles. So the CF Supplier Academy is open for all suppliers and is free of charge. Trainings include on-site courses and webinars, where we can see that webinars are more and more preferred by our suppliers. Huh? So we are currently thinking about extending the portfolio of the CF Supplier Academy with more and more sustainability-related content.
So Jennifer, ZF is also in the remanufacturing segment, which is actually both sustainable and economical from that perspective. Tell us more about this.
So CF industrially recycles used components worldwide in 15 CF locations. Around the world, the company operates locations in which different product groups are recycled or remanufactured, from passenger car steering systems to transmissions for construction machinery. The Bielefeld location, as an example, recycles primarily clutches and torque converters that would otherwise have to be scrapped. Roughly 50 tons of cores are delivered, sorted, and processed there daily. The location's sustainable product recycling work was even honored by the California Cradle to Cradle Products Innovation Institute with a gold certificate of outstanding environmental strategies.
Amazing. And just one question. So this remanufacturing segment, is it only in Germany or is it across the world?
It's across the world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In general, the reuse of the components brings an ecological and economical benefit for us and for everybody. Yeah, so remanufacturing helps to cut costs, to save resources at the same time. It saves materials, reduce the energy consumption, and lower the overall CO2 footprint, which is very important. Yeah, and the advantage for the end customer is that the remanufactured products are less expensive. Waiting time for spare parts is also reduced.
And coming to the future, is battery-powered electromobility coming faster than expected?
So nobody can finally foresee how fast the electromobility really will evolve in the end. Huh? Yeah. But what we know is that it will come. Yeah? And for that reason, CF pursues a technology-open approach. We develop and manufacture solutions for battery-driven vehicles as well as for vehicles with hybrid drives. We are convinced that the latter is the best solution, a bridging solution for the upcoming years, let me say, as it already offers almost emission-free driving in conurbations with simultaneous family suitability. We as CF have adapted our strategy accordingly to be well prepared to shape the future of mobility, also within the different scenarios of e-mobility. And to implement the strategy, CF will invest 12 billion euros over the next 5 years in technologies for electric mobility and autonomous driving. So our goal is to ensure clean and safe mobility for everyone and everywhere.
And now it brings me to one more futuristic question. How does sustainability in supply chain looks to you 5 years down the line?
So the supply chain is really an essential part of a business sustainability strategy. We see several segments which contribute to a sustainable supply chain management. Knowing the level of environmental, social, and economic impact within its supply chain, a company can develop smart programs to give a positive influence on its overall sustainability level. Yeah. And more, we will see the impact of sustainable acting on costs, probably not on a short term, but on a long-term orientation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the challenge is to prove that implementing sustainability aspects into everyday sustainability supply chain business doesn't hinder, but empower successful the supply business. Yeah. And once we succeed in doing this, we will get all people involved on the same track. We will see that sustainability will be KPI controlled mm-hmm. within a supply chain. And sustainability will be key for new supplier awards, will be strictly controlled via our sourcing decision board, for example, for critical materials, and the strict observation of human rights along the supply chain. So we prepare a roadmap for sustainability in the supply chain with focus on CO2 strategy and human rights. So another action is the development of a supplier sustainability award program for our supply base to point out the significance of the subject and to show that we really mean business. CF is already active member in committees, projects, and working groups to sustainability topics like human rights, but we will enhance mm-hmm. our collaboration with strong focus on human rights along the supply chain and intensify our contribution to environmental protection, especially to the CO2 reduction. So we will implement a strengthened and consequential sustainability monitoring system of our supply base.
And Jennifer, now it brings me to my last question. Mm-hmm. What is your piece of advice for supply chain professionals, how they can make their work more sustainable?
Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned before, sustainability in terms of environmental and social due diligence within the entire supply chain from purchase parts mm-hmm. to really raw materials is key for the future. The ecological footprint of a vehicle, including the complete supply chain, will be main driver for an end customer to decide to buy a vehicle or not. Yeah. It is undeniable that acting in an environmentally friendly way is the only path to ensure our future for CF and all other companies. So, yeah, an holistic and cross-functional approach is necessary also to stress and promote the link between sustainability performance and the financial performance, as I said before, to motivate all related internal and external stakeholders. And most important for me is to come to a common understanding mm-hmm. within the own organization and to publish the sustainability strategy, especially for the supply chain, to get most possible transparency across the entire supply chain. So to develop a group-wide valid sustainability strategy visible for all mm-hmm. will help to align all involved parties.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being on our show and sharing your views and insights with our viewers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's it from this episode from Sustainability. We would love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, ideas, questions, or any suggestions for our next guest, please email them to us. If you like our episode, we will be happy to see you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Till then, happy sustainability.